And she finds a den in a like dusty forest that's been there like for years. And there's like a door.
They find a key in a box and opened it.
A tiny clock at the barrels of a large
tree trunk.
Which is a portal to somewhere new.
Oh, amazing.
Wow.
She's gonna be here any minute. Effie's going to love it. And the final touch. There. Effie! Effwa! Effie, please. I don't get to see you at school anymore. I have a surprise for you downstairs. And some chicken nuggets in the oven.
How many chicken nuggets?
You can have them all if you just come downstairs. I've made you something.
Okay. Oh, wow!
Ta-da!
You made me a den!
And the chicken nuggets!
Oh, thank you, Zab! I mean, thanks, I guess.
Aw. Well, get in. Don't you like it?
Yeah. Mmm, the chicken nuggets are tasty.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Fine, I'll go.
Oh, Effie, don't go. Stay. How about we play dares? I know it's your favorite.
Fine. You go first.
Okay. I dare you to go to the bottom of the stairs and try and wake Dad up with the loudest fart noise you can make.
Easy. Okay. I dare you.
Come on.
Okay. I dare you to eat one of the old pickles from the ancient pickle jar in the back of the fridge.
No.
Oh, you have to take a bite from the golden one at the bottom.
Ew, why is it glowing? I'm not sure.
Well, if you want to forfeit, Mr. Secondary School.
Ew. Okay, I've done it. I feel a bit weird.
Xavier, you're glowing.
Effie, I don't know what's happening.
Xavier? Oh no. Xavier, where did you go? I'm dreaming. Zav ate the pickle. He turned gold and shiny and disappeared into the air. Oh, wake up. Oh, I'll shut my eyes. And when I wake up, Xavier, what do I do? Maybe if I eat the pickle, I can find him and bring him back. What if I can't find him? Oh, but wherever he is, he's probably all alone. I can't leave him. I'll write a note for Dad. Dad, gone to find Xavier. If I'm not back, eat the pickle to come find me. Just one bite. Save one for Mum just in case. Love. One. Okay. Here goes nothing.
Effie? Effie? Lo? Lo? Where is this place? Purple trees? Pink grass? The sun looks like it's made out of candy floss? Am I dreaming? This place is so beautiful. Oh, hello, little doggy.
Oh.
I lost my sister, little doggo. I'm lost. Do you know where I am?
Why, of course I do. Here, kid, you found yourself in an enchanted forest.
Whoa, you can talk?
Careful not to eat anything. It may look like sweeties, but it will make you unwell.
Does it make you sick?
Poop.
Oh!
I think I know someone who can help you find your sister. Quickly, come with me. We've made it. Beggar Bob's hungry house.
Welcome to the hungry house. Xavier, I hear you need my help.
How did you...
Come in quickly. The acid rain's beginning to start.
It's all true. Why are you here?
I was looking for my brother, Xavier. He ate a pickle. And then he started glowing. Then he vanished, so I followed him here. So scared I've lost him. Do you know where he is?
What's your brother, eh? And his name is...
Xavier. Have you seen him?
I've not seen anyone all day.
Especially no young boy called Xavier.
Oh no.
But I do know someone who might be able to help you. Follow me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes, you're welcome. Quickly now.
Are those bushes really ice cream?
Do not eat anything.
What?
You'll poop. Follow me.
Oh.
Quick. Here we are, Beggar Bob's hungry house. It'll help you find your brother.
Effwa! What a surprise. I hear you've lost your brother. Come in. Quickly! The acid rain is at its heavy point.
Acid rain? Very acidic. It tastes like toxic waste sweets. Oh, my favorite.
Don't eat.
I know, I'll poop, don't worry.
Oh, wow, it's amazing in here.
Thank you, young child. Just this room here will wait for your brother. You should be rather comfortable.
Thank you. Why is it called the Hungry House? It doesn't eat things, does it?
No. It's called that because I'm a burger and I live here.
What was that?
Oh, it's nothing. Cookie, lock the doors. I heard them whispering. It is a real hungry house. They're lying to us.
Xavier, where are you? Xavier!
It's too late. You're both trapped.
Sister, go!
Come along, Cookie.
I'm sorry, kids. I had no choice. It's a house-eat-dog world out here.
Where did they go?
Effie, are you okay? I think I'm in the next room. I can hear you through the vent.
Oh, we're never getting home. Oh, I didn't even get to finish my chicken nuggets.
Oh, you don't know that. I'm sure we'll find a way out.
Why should I believe you?
Why would you say that?
You said you'd still play with me, but since you went to secondary school, I never see you anymore.
That's not fair.
It is fair. You lied to me, and you act like you don't want to be my friend anymore.
That's not true.
It is true. And it's your fault we got stuck here.
That's not true. Of course I want to be your friend. I wish I was in Oxford Gardens with you. I miss playing with you. To be honest, secondary school feels scary. And even though I've made friends, you're my best friend. And I miss seeing you every day. I wasn't playing with you after school because I was feeling really sad. And I didn't know how to tell you.
I miss you too. I wish you had told me because, well, I was feeling sad too.
I wonder if we had both been sad together, then we wouldn't be sad anymore.
Next time you're feeling sad, do you promise to tell me? I promise to tell you.
I promise. I didn't realize how important it was to talk to the people you love and trust.
You're my best friend!
You're my best friend!
I wish I could give you a hug!
Me too! Oh, I'm scared.
Me too! Shall we play another game?
Okay. I dare you. I dare you to eat that plant that looks like an ice cream.
But we'll poop!
I'll eat it too.
Okay!
Effie, I'm glowing!
So am I! Whoa!
The food was a...
The food was the portal!
That's why they didn't want us to eat it!
Those pickles must be from the Enchanted Forest! Can I have a hug? Adventure like this in such a long time.
I'm just happy you're safe. Oh, and don't forget...
My chicken nuggets!
Dad, you're awake.
You'll never guess what we did. Zav made me a den and chicken nuggets and also...
No, Dad. Wait. Don't eat that pickle.
Oh, brother.
The dog named Cookie sniffed something familiar in an old wardrobe and finds a letter saying you must retrieve the puzzle pieces to set home.
Which gives them the final clue to find the key to get home.
Solution to getting back, it's almost like the portal knew that you were going to break the key to get there. So can we give them a number round of applause?